Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with a bit of football this morning. Champions League football, it was on the menu last night, and Celtic, they suffered a heartbreaking exit from the Champions League after losing 3-2 on aggregate to Bayern Munich. They led 1-0 in the second leg, but with the tie heading to extra time, Alphonso Davies bundled in an injury time goal for Munich. AC Milan also knocked out by Feyenoord. Club Brugge got past Atalanta, and Benfica went through 4-3 on aggregate against Monaco. And then local football, literally raining goals in the Betway Prem Tuesday night. In Bombela, Steadies came from behind to beat TS Galaxy 3-2. Makesi FC registered a 1-0 away win against Polokwane City. Hey, and then in Soweto, FNB Stadium, Kaizer Chiefs 1, SuperSport United 4. That's all we're going to say about that one. Chiefs lost and we move on. The Hollywood Dolphins, they face Borland tomorrow. Well, today rather, in the One Day Cup in Paul. They had quite a poor opening match on Sunday at home and will need to bounce back very quickly this week. Coach Quinton Friend expecting some familiar conditions in Paul.
Yeah, I know the surface will definitely be one that will take a bit of a turn, without a doubt. I mean, we do have three spinners within our environment to choose from, and it's important that we can also exploit those conditions with the bowling attack that we have. I think it's just going to be key in terms of the smartness that we use, in terms of our options that we take with the bat against the amount of spin that we possibly could face.
Yeah, and then we'll end off with some tennis. Novak Djokovic has confirmed that the partnership with Andy Murray as his head coach will continue indefinitely. The three-time major winner, Mr. Murray, started working with, obviously, Djokovic at the Australian Open, but after being forced to retire with a hamstring injury. Djokovic lost yesterday against Matteo Berrettini in the first round of the Qatar Open, but Djokovic has also confirmed that Umari is the guy and he will stay and return to his coaching team. So it's going to be an interesting one, that one. They've already lost the Australian Open, but it was an injury, and then he's lost for the first time since the Australian Open at the Qatar Open. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this partnership between Murray and Djokovic goes. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.